This episode is sponsored by MyDoma Studio. MyDoma Studio is your complete designer toolkit. MyDoma makes it easy to streamline your processes, track projects, communicate with clients, and get everything organized. It's created by designers for designers, and it specifically addresses what you need as a business owner in this very complex industry. I've said countless times that systems and processes are how you reach the next level of profitability and peace of mind. MyDoma Studio makes it easy to do that. You can get 20% off your first 3 months by going to mydomastudio.com/a-well-designed-business. This episode is sponsored by Revelwoods. Revelwoods is your source for premium hardwood and resilient flooring. Using the Revelwoods Selector tool, you will be able to find curated suggestions for each specific project based on criteria such as style, color, zip code, and usage. Because the species of wood that performs in a laundry room in Key West is not going to be the same as the wood that will perform in a living room in Chicago. And how do you know that? Well, Revelwoods helps you. Know before you specify. And when you sign up for a free professional membership, you'll get access to exclusive discounts and referral benefits. Visit Revelwoods.com to get started.
Welcome to A Well-Designed Business with your host, Luann Nigara. Luann has a lifetime of experience building a multi-million dollar business with her husband and cousin, and she knows the challenges you face in your interior design business. Luann brings you real-life answers to your most pressing problems, as well as practical strategies to explode your interior design business. So, let's get to the business of interior design.
Hi, welcome to another episode of A Well-Designed Business. Today is a very different show. Today, I'm actually airing someone else's podcast on my feed. So I hope you like it. I was a guest on Nicole Culver's podcast a few weeks ago. It's called Blissful Bites. And Nicole Culver is a podcaster and business person who teaches food bloggers to turn their blogs into a profitable business. And I actually listened to Nicole's podcast. The reason I listened to the podcast is not because I'm particularly interested in food blogging, but because just like our podcast, I truly believe that business principles are business principles, and anybody that does a good job of expressing them and teaching them and helping each of us to have our aha moment in a different way is worthwhile listening to. And so I do enjoy listening to Nicole's podcast. And I just mentally substitute the word food for design. And so it's where I gather information. And after listening to her show for quite a while, I emailed her and I said, you know, would you like to be on my show? Because I think that you could come on and share some of your advice with my community. And again, just substitute the word food for design. Well, the funny thing is once we started talking, she was like, oh, right, and you should be on my show too. Well, the reality is between both of our busy schedules, we've gotten my podcast on her my appearance on her podcast scheduled and done it in the can. And of course it's live, but her and I have had trouble keeping our appointments together in order for her to do her interview on my podcast. So we're still working on that. And that's definitely to come, because here's the thing about Nicole. She's very actionable. She has a community that she runs, and she has a blogger to business support group where she offers tailored training and resources. She talks about monthly themes to keep you focused and motivated. She does workshops with industry experts. She does goal check-ins and live Q&A, and she brings all of this to her food bloggers. And I know for a fact that if you are an interior designer who is blogging and would love to build that blog into something that might earn some money for you someday, I know that Nicole's resources in her community would be valuable to you, and that you could just simply substitute the word. Now, here's the thing. I have no financial investment in this. I'm not getting a kickback. I'm not an affiliate or anything like that. I actually just know that many times It doesn't matter the industry we're in. Good business is good business, and good business strategies for a food blog are good business strategies for a design blog. I'm sure of it. So I hope you like the episode today. Of course, we don't talk about blogging because that is not my wheelhouse. We talk about leadership and running your company and being focused and staying to your mission of your company so that you are always keeping in mind, first and foremost, the things that drive business and drive profit to you so that you are, building the dream that the business that you can be proud of and be happy with and will support you, right? So I'm going to do my little announcements beforehand because we'll run the show and then let it end. I want to remind you, first of all, that if you want to be on our mailing list, all you have to do is go to your phone and text this number, 444-999. And when the field opens up, text Design Biz, DESIGNBIZ. Okay. You'll get one more field. You'll put your email in and you'll be on our email list. The reason you want to be on our email list is because you will be in the know on all the events that happen surrounding myself and the podcast and everything. And so, for instance, just last week, I was at the Kravit opening of their new showroom in New York City, and we did a Facebook Live from there, which is on both Kravit's Facebook feed as well as WindowWorks' Facebook feed as well as the Luann Nigara Facebook feed. And we did a full-on tour of that entire showroom, did an interview with Scott Kravit, with Carrie Kravit, with the director of the carpeting department, with Stuart and with Will Hunt Lewis in curated department. Sandra Funk and I went around and she looked at it from a designer's perspective and, looked at the different pieces and things that they have in the showroom. So I think it's a lot of fun. I would love for you to go over and take a look at it. So check that out on Facebook. And then I just want to say to you, don't forget, if you're planning to go to Las Vegas Market, I will be there. And on Tuesday, August 1st, I will be doing a live event with Kelly Ellis, which is sponsored by MyDoma Studio and Kravit. We will be having it at the Kravit showroom in Las Vegas. And basically, it's Design Uncorked. It's how to grow from design firm to design empire. So Kelly and I will be up there, and I'll be questioning her for about 40 or 45 minutes on exactly how she created that empire. Okay. And then we'll have some Q&A and some meet and greet. It'll be tons of fun. And I do hope that you'll come. The RSVP is in our email this Wednesday. So every Wednesday, the email comes out with all the news of what's happening, literally the guests on the show and also the events surrounding the show. All righty. So I do hope you enjoy the episode. Reach out to me. Let me know. Please keep in mind that the best way to communicate with me is the very best way to communicate with me is questions@windowworksnj.com. Okay. And then, of course, you can always go to our website at www.windowworks-nj.com and head over to the podcast tab where the podcast feed is there. You can listen to the episodes and, of course, see our design trade blog is there. Don't forget, Kelsey Gross was on the blog a week ago and she talked about how I landed a full on kitchen project with no portfolio. So, tons of advice there. Okay. All righty. Now, without further delay, a little word from our sponsor and then right into the show. Thanks so much. Have an excellent day. My great thanks to MyDoma Studio, our podcast sponsor. What is MyDoma Studio? Well, you know, as busy interior designers, that running your own design firm isn't just about designing. That's what we talk about here all the time, right? There's managing contracts, clients, payments, products, and a million other things that you have to have locked down. It is challenging, but you must run your firm efficiently so you can do the fun, creative things you enjoy so much. And that's where MyDoma Studio comes in. I'd like to invite you to try MyDoma Studio today. Go to MyDomaStudio.com/a-well-designed-business. Designers around the world are using MyDoma Studio. What about you? Let MyDoma Studio help you organize the business side and spend more time on the designing side of your firm. I'd also like to share with you that Vin, Bill, and myself are so impressed with Mydoma Studio that we have invested in this company. So see for yourself what Mydoma Studio can do for your interior design business. And if you visit using the link mydomastudio.com/awelldesignedbusiness, you will receive a special offer just for you as listeners of the podcast. Luann Nigara is the host of the 5-star rated podcast, A Well-Designed Business. A Well-Designed Business is the definitive resource for interior design professionals interested in operating a profitable and productive business. Every Monday and Wednesday, Luann conducts in-depth interviews with interior designers and industry professionals who have created profitable careers. For Power Talk Friday, she gathers experts from all fields, eliciting their insights and lessons on all business topics, including entrepreneurism, time management, marketing, and beyond. Hey, Luann.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on today.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited. Truly. I love your podcast. I listen to it religiously, even though I don't have the slightest bit of interest in food and in the food industry. You just do a great job of really, the information goes across all platforms, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. And you have a great podcast too. So tell everyone a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, our podcast, The Well-Designed Business, is the niche of it is for interior designers, but it's somewhat like yourself. It's if you just take the word interior design out of almost every sentence, it could apply to the food industry or any other industry, because as much as I am talking with interior designers, I'm not talking with them about their inspiration for their designs, and we're not discussing how high the mirror should be or the scale of the furniture. We're talking about the nuts and bolts of running their interior design business. And so we do that on Monday and Wednesday, and that is, as you said in the intro, on Friday I go out of the industry and I can interview anybody that can help us be more profitable. So I've had Jim Riviello on the show, Tom Corley, all different, Nicole Holland from Business Builders Rockstar Show, all different types of people just to help us with our systems and our employee management and anything from A to Z that makes you more profitable.
I love that. And Nicole's great, isn't
it? Yes.
So how did you actually get into podcasting? Because I know would you consider it your main business and this is now your side business? How do you describe what you do?
Yes, my main business is Window Works, and the podcast is actually the side hustle. So our main business is Window Works. It's myself and my husband, Vince, and our cousin, Bill. We've owned that, and we opened that in 1982. And what we do is we're a custom window treatment and awning retailer, and we're here in Livingston, New Jersey, and we service the New York metro area and anywhere anybody wants us to go, pretty much. And what happened was is I have been an avid podcast listener since like 2006, 2005. And one time I came across a post on Harrow, help a reporter out. And it said that it was a podcast that was looking for people who were entrepreneurs and that had been in business and to tell their entrepreneurial story. And I just, as a lark, thought, oh, that could be fun. Like, I listen to these darn things all the time. What would that be like? And so I did it thinking nothing more than, wouldn't that be interesting? But Nicole, when I hung up the phone, the Skype from that interview, I was like, oh, good Lord, I need to do this. I was like, I just loved it. I absolutely was bitten by the podcast bug. And I spent the next 6 or 7 weeks figuring out what the heck could I podcast about, because I knew our business is a fairly big business. We, do over 2 million in revenue, and I've got 8 or 9 employees, and there's a lot of responsibility there. You just don't start something on the side that is going to take you away from your main mission and, water down what you're doing. It's one of our core beliefs that we stick to our main mission. And so I just really searched for a way that I could incorporate podcasting into something that would benefit our main business. And that's how I came up with this podcast, because part of our main business is that we service interior designers. We do the window treatments and the awnings for the trade. And so I thought, well, if I'm talking to tons of new trade designers every day of the week, it's like putting an ad in the paper that here we are, you know, and we could do your window treatments. And of course, it certainly has turned into exactly that. We've earned tons of new designer clients from the podcast and opportunities from the podcast, and made really tremendous relationships and friends because of it. So it's been really terrific.
That is so genius. And I just really have to say that how smart that is. That actually ended up happening for me as just like an accident, basically, because I have Blissful Eats, which is my snack company. But what I didn't expect to happen was to have my listeners then become my customers for Blissful Eats. And it totally was an accident, basically. I just really wanted to help other food entrepreneurs, not expecting for that business to grow in that way. So I love that you were mindful of that when you started.
Yeah, I can't say I was so altruistic with it as you were. No, I mean, for us, one of the core beliefs and one of the core things that we know as a company, the three of us partners, that we can attribute the success of a 30 plus year business is you have to stick to your company mission. You have to first know what your company mission is, and then you have to stick to it, because most entrepreneurs, and I'm sure a lot of the food bloggers that you're listening to, creative people that have ideas, and we all talk about the shiny object syndrome, like it's a new idea and we could do that and we could do that. And when you're a person with a lot of energy and a lot of talent and a lot of creativity, almost every day of the week, you could think of another idea that you could do well. But you have to filter them if you want to be successful, and if you want them to further the success of your main bread and butter business, whatever that is, you need to know what the mission of that business is. And then every little shiny new object that you come in the course of your week and your day and your month and your year, it has to go through the filter of supporting that. And so this podcast goes through that filter and it supports it, because, you know, look, Nicole, you know, it's podcasting has become such a big thing, and everybody says, oh, 5 days and you can have a podcast. It's easy. There's no hurdle to doing it. And that part is true, but there is a hurdle to doing it consistently. There's a hurdle to doing it well, and there's a hurdle to creating a podcast of quality. You know it because you've done all of those things. And so to take that amount of energy and attention and divert it from your main business and not have it support your main business, it's not such a great idea, is all.
Yes, 100%. And you said you've been in business for 30 years now. So I wonder, because on this podcast, I talk a lot about how I don't think that the people who are listening to this podcast take enough time to really truly understand who their audience is and why they're coming to them, and whether that is for a blog or maybe a food company as well. So how important was that in your brick and mortar business, really understanding who your customer was and how you are targeting them?
That is absolutely critical in every business, Nicole. You know it. I know I've heard you often say it, and I know you believe it. It's critical whether you're brick and mortar. It's critical whether you're a podcast. It's critical whether you're a blogger, because if you're not clear on who is the person that's going to purchase or take advantage of your product or services, you can't develop your marketing, you can't develop your message for that person. And so you need to attract that person every single day. Your phone, your email, however your clients find you, has to every day produce those leads. And the clearer you get on who that person is, then everything you do supports speaking to, finding, and locating that person. So I'll share you a quick story. For instance, in the brick and mortar business, in our window works business. So it's custom window treatments and awnings. Now in the window treatment market, there are many levels, from completely high-end custom window like we do at Window Works. Then you have, you know, the woman who works out of her third floor bedroom and she sews window treatments for her friends and her neighbors, and maybe she's turned it into a business and she's quite capable and quite quality, but the amount of production she can do isn't there. Or there is the Smith and Nobles where you order it online, or there's the Home Depots, or there's the Barnes and Nobles, the Bed Bath and Beyonds, right? So you have a huge gradation of services and quality along just the one product line that's called window treatments. And so for us, we knew going out that we were going to service the high-end market. And so when an opportunity would come in the beginning years of our business, we would meet a client and we'd do their window treatments. And I remember a specific case, a client, we did several window treatments for her. And then she calls us up and she says, "You guys were so great. It's so wonderful. And Billy, your installer, so fabulous. I just bought a bunch of ready-made shutters down at the hardware store, the lumber yard, or wherever the heck she got them. And could I pay your installer to put them up?" And the three of us sat around and looked at each other because we were only in business maybe a year or two. And at that point, it's hard to walk away from any business. But Billy, my installer and partner, explained to us that there would be no way that a ready-made shutter could be installed at the level and quality that a custom-made shutter could be installed. And he said, and as soon as we charge money to install any shutter, that client is going to have an expectation that it's done better than they could have done it, and rightfully so. He said, but I can't install that shutter any better than any handyman can because it's not designed to fit that window. We have to walk away from that. And that's what we did because we can't muddy our market. So you now, 35 years later, people know very well in our area who we are, what we do, and it's very well defined. You want a good quality, well-made, completely custom-designed window treatment, we're your people. You want to go in and take something off a shelf and hang it up on Saturday afternoon? That don't call us. That's not us. And so our phone rings every day with the demographic that we want. And every day the phone doesn't ring for those things and we don't care.
Yeah. And you've positioned yourself perfectly for that person.
Exactly. And both markets are valid. We could have chose the other market. This is no denigration against the other market. There's a perfect space for, I've got kids that when they first got their apartments, we walked into Home Depot and got them $25 blinds because at wholesale, I can't even do it for as inexpensively as you can off the rack, because there's a place for everything. Every market has its niche and every company has its niche. Just figure out for you what your niche is and only talk to that niche, because then that niche follows you everywhere you go and it builds and your brand develops and you become known as the expert in that niche. Don't worry about the people you leave behind. They're not yours.
And I wonder what you would say. Well, I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say, but I'm interested in how you're going to say it. What do you say about competition then? The people, because that's also something in this online world, you know that there's podcasts popping up every single day. I'm sure there's other window companies in your area that you are quote unquote competing with. How do you deal with competition? Because that's something I hear. I just heard it today in my Facebook group that someone is worried about a competitor. So how do you deal with that and really not let it affect you and your business?
I have to tell you that I have never worried about it. Myself, my husband, and our partner, we have never worried about it. And I the only thing I can express and implore to your listeners is if you do your very best every single day, then you don't have to worry about anything else. Leave nothing on the table. Do your best with every interaction, every client. If you're writing a blog post about grilled cheese sandwiches, write the best darn blog post you can about grilled cheese sandwiches and take the very best picture of that grilled cheese sandwich that you're capable of taking and leave it on the table. Walk away. I remember just, what was it, 5 years ago? Not even 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. Now I'm in business 100 years. And literally one door, my building is on the corner. There's a little tiny side street. And then there's another building on the next little corner. I'm talking across the street, like in your neighborhood, that tiny, okay? One day, there goes a sign. There's a new company opening up. And they're part of their thing is window treatments and interior design and this and that. And I remember Kim, who works for me, she looked at me and she's like, "Oh my goodness, what do you think about that?" And I said, "It's fine with me." And she just looked at me, she goes, "You're kidding me." I said, "Kimberly, we do what we do. We do it better than everybody else. I know that to be true because I know I do my best. I know you do your best. I know everybody here does their best." I said, "Somebody doing what we do right next door to us can only bring more attention to us, because when they go to that place, if they don't find that they're happy there, they're just going to look up and go, 'Oh, there's another place.' And you know, when they come to our place, they're going to be happy." And she, and you know what? 5 years later, we're friends with them. Hi, how are you? What's going on? You know, do what you do. Don't worry about everybody else. You can't.
Yes, I 1,000% agree. I think, yes, it's so true. And there's room for everybody. Because like you said, if you've positioned yourself how you want to position yourself, those people will come to you.
That's right. I mean, your alternative is to spend all day thinking about what you're going to do in reaction to somebody else's competition. That's not a productive business day.
Yes.
It's just not. You get up every day, do what you do. Make a plan, know what your vision is, know what your mission is, know what your goals are, and execute them.
Yes, it's so, so important. I always like to say, you kind of have to have blinders on and just worry about you and what you're doing.
Right. And of course, you know, when you said blinders on, it does remind me and does make me say this part of it. Don't be with your head in the sand. Don't not understand what your competition is doing. I think that's probably tougher for bloggers because the competition is worldwide stage, right? You could Google food blog or grilled cheese blog and probably come up with dozens, whereas a brick and mortar, it's, you know, I'm more limited to a 25-mile radius or something. But, you know, so what I mean to say is it doesn't mean that I don't go in and see what their website is and I don't sometimes, you know, pretend to call for services when know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go in eyes open,
yes,
but you don't let it tie you up in a knot and you don't let it stop you in your tracks for sure.
Yes. Now let's talk about your podcast because you do 3 episodes a week, which I highly commend you for. I was doing 3 episodes a week and I really just couldn't keep up with it anymore. So I dropped down to 2, which is so much more manageable. But what is your intent for the podcast and how has it really helped your business?
Well, from a business standpoint, it has helped our business because it has increased awareness of our company in the New York, New Jersey regional area as a resource for high-end custom window treatments with the design trade. So in that regard, it's been extremely beneficial. On the other side of it, I do think it's helping the design community. I tremendously enjoy talking about business. I could talk about it all day, every day, until you say to me, shut up, Luann. So I love talking to interior designers and finding out the nuances and the things that they have discovered that make their businesses successful. And I love sharing that with the rest of the community so that they can duplicate and repeat the things that others have done before them. And so it's really been extremely satisfying from both aspects of it. And I would just add to say there's a lesson in there too, is because I had that initial moment of thinking, oh my goodness, I would love to be on a podcast. I would love to host a podcast. But I had to do 2 things. I said to you, I had to figure out a way that it would ultimately serve our primary business. Otherwise, it was too much of a time-consuming project. It's not like a hobby like yoga where you just do it one hour a week, right? But the other thing is that I knew I had to talk about business because that's what my passion is. I am not passionate particularly about window treatments or interior design. I am skilled at window treatments. I have expertise at it. But what really has fueled the passion of our business for all these years is the combination of running it like a business as opposed to it being a passion project. So a lot of interior designers come to interior design, or bloggers, I'm sure, come to blogging because they start with the passion of their topic, but then they don't remember or realize or know or understand that in order to turn it into a money-making venture, it's going to ultimately be 80% work and 20% passion. So my thing is that I knew that already, but I also knew that that 20% passion is ridiculously important. And so I understood from our previous experience that I would have to bring the 80% business principles to this podcast, the same as I do and my husband and my cousin do to Window Works. But I knew that 20%, I couldn't ignore passion. I couldn't just talk about where the mirrors go because I really don't care. So I thought, my niche and my industry is interior design. It's window treatments. I have to parlay that. I have to tap into that. But how can I do it so that I am authentic and that people will respond to me and they will want to hear what I have to say because they can hear my joy in talking about it. And that's where I went. There's that nexus right there. There's that cross, that sweet spot.
And that 80% work, 20% passion, that is, I hope, I felt like light bulb right there for me. So I really hope that the listeners are having that light bulb too. It is so important to have that passion. I think that's what keeps you going when it gets hard. But that 80% business, it's so true. It is work.
Right, right. Well, it's a job. I mean, the thing is, if it is truly just a hobby, then it's a hobby. Then don't worry about the other. Write your blog once a week or once a month for the enjoyment of yourself first, your friends, your family, your mother. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you wanted to support you and your family or be a portion of the support for you and your family, then you have to address the 80% of it that makes it that business.
Yes, I so love that. And just to wrap it up, because you really went into this podcasting world, I'm sure it was 100% new to you. What do you think was the best thing you did to really attract that perfect listener and grow your podcast?
Well, again, very clear, defined avatar, for lack of a better word, right? That's the word we use in podcasting. So I didn't say, well, one day I'll talk about the drapes and one day I'll talk about the rugs and then another day I'll talk about business. I literally just stuck to my mission, my goal of talking about business to interior designers. So that's number one. So then they know every time when they come what they're going to get. There's no one day this, one day that, because I think that's very important. Think about it. When you watch, I don't know, The Good Wife, I'm trying to think of a current show, Billions or Homeland. It's not some one day this way and another day that way. You put it on because that you expect to get what you're going to get from it. So that was number one, I think. And so that helps build your tribe and build your audience because they come to know what to expect from you. But then there was, you know, there's tremendous marketing. Like from day one, I started an email newsletter, and every Wednesday it goes out, and it first went out to 100 people and then 300 and then 500 and you know what I mean? And just grew and grew and grew it and said, this is what we do. And there's 1,000 other things, but I know your show is only a half hour. It's intentional. That's really the way to say it concisely without going through and making your show much longer than it's supposed to be, is it is an intentional business plan. I sat down 3 months before I launched. I have an entire notebook filled of the things that I would do, the ways I would enact them, the goals that I had, and I refer back to it and I check off the things that we've accomplished and I revise the things that have changed in the new platforms and the new ways. But it's do it with intention. And if you don't know how to do it with intention because it's all a new business for you, blogging, then shows like Nicole's, other business shows, mentors, bloggers that have done it ahead of you, you have to get your roadmap and you have to follow it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Tell everyone welcome. Where they can find you. And again, tell them the name of your podcast so they can go listen.
Okay. The podcast is called A Well-Designed Business. And I would love to have your food bloggers over there listening. And just every time we say interior design, substitute food blog. Yeah. and then my brick and mortar is Window Works, and that's at windowworks-nj.com. And so, and then we're on Facebook. That all of that is literally just changing now. I'm just redoing all the branding. So either find it through those or find Luann Nigara. Some Instagram, we just changed this week to Luann Nigara. So we're all over the place, Twitter and all of that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today. You really were so insightful and fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nicole. I really do value your podcast and appreciate it and learn from it every week. Thank you.
Thank you. And you can find more info about Luann and her podcast at NicoleCulverBlog.com/podcast.
My great thanks to the featured sponsor of our podcast, Kravet Inc. Of all the terrific things about Kravet, do you know about curatedkravet.com? I know you've heard me tell you all about it for this last year and a half, but have you taken a minute to really go and look and check out curatedkravet.com yet? You have to see this collection of the most unique, high-quality finished products for the home. The collection includes furniture, lighting, bedding, rugs, accessories, and more. It is so comprehensive. It features customized designs as well as unique hand-picked pieces from the global design market. CuratedKravet.com is available exclusively to the trade. That's right. No direct consumer purchasing. They have your back at Kravet Inc. And have you checked out the innovative ready-to-ship upholstery program? This is groundbreaking in our industry. Where else can you find someone that delivers custom quality furniture fast? I'll tell you where else. Nowhere else. You see, it's the combination, custom quality and fast. That is at curatedkravet.com. You can shop the site by product category, by stylized product stories, and through the curated rooms designed by the industry tastemakers. At curatedkravet.com, they are committed to making your job more efficient by providing unmatched customer service coupled with an exceptional product offering. Kravet Inc. stands firm in their mission to serve the interior design trade at the very highest level. And the last and one of the most fabulous features is the process is so simple. That's right. Design, click, deliver. Easy as that. One last thing. Kravet Inc. has a thank you to you as a listener of the podcast. If you are on the site and you are ready to make a purchase, any one purchase, you can get 10% off as their thanks to you. Enter the code CKPODCAST at checkout for 10% off any one purchase. Well, I do thank them very much, and I really do hope that you will take a moment to see how CuratedKravet.com can help you run your business more efficiently. Thank you for joining me again today for another episode of A Well-Designed Business. This podcast is a production of Window Works in Livingston, New Jersey, your trade resource for custom window treatments and awnings. Learn more about Window Works at www.windowworks-nj.com. All of our music is original music by Room 2 Productions. Please contact us if you want to learn more about original music for your business or your events.